Welcome to the New Mind Creator Podcast with your host, Maurice, the New Mind Creator. Today, I'll be interviewing Darlene Green. Please make sure to hit the subscribe button so that you'll receive alerts when new episodes are available on Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, please leave me a review on iTunes or Spotify.
So, Darlene, I know you've spent over 20 years in the military, and you've been a commanding officer at three positions or locations. How was that experience in the military?
Yeah, it was fantastic. My very first commanding officer tour, I was just 4 years out of school, and I was in charge of, 52 people, ages 18 to 65. And I had six departments, and I had just everything from civilian to military, men and women. I had every kind of culture. So it was a real leadership playground, and I learned a lot, and I enjoyed that experience. My second one was kind of as a base commander overseeing 16 acres, and we had warehouses that used to build Navy ships, and I was helping reservists prepare to go to be deployed. And I had about 120 reservists in that location. And we were in Texas. We had large ships from even Mexico that came into our port. And I learned a lot about safety. I had lathes, and we had very heavy duty equipment. So I was very concerned with everybody keeping all of their fingers. And I learned a lot about that at that point, and I had a great staff, and we really enjoyed that. That was a pretty cool experience, because I didn't know I was the first woman commanding officer there when I arrived, but I was. And Southeast Texas is a little bit, it was at least a little bit unique in the 2000 timeframe. And I had a little bit of a challenge, because as the first woman commanding officer, most of my reservists and staff were men. And I had to do something kind of unusual to earn their respect. I was trying to figure out what that could be. And I resorted to just physical fitness, because everybody sort of, at least a lot of military people, have a lot of respect for physical fitness. So one day it just popped out of my mouth that I would challenge everyone in our command to a physical fitness test. And that was push-up for push-up and sit-up for sit-up. And I sort of said that before I thought about it. And then I thought, what have I done? Because this would have been the very first physical fitness test since a C-section of my second child. So I was like, what am I thinking? But I worked out every morning diligently. I did the whole physical fitness test twice every single day until that next time. And in the end, I ended up having a lot of success. I had a Navy SEAL wannabe who was just on his way to BUDS training run up to me after he had finished his push-ups. And he said, "Ma'am, I did 126 push-ups. How many did you do?" And I turned to the guy counting, because sometimes when you're going through it, you kind of lose track. And I said, how many did I do? And he turned to the guy and he goes, "Man, she did 127 push-ups. I'm not kidding." He goes, "Rah, rah, rah," and he went running off. And I ended up doing, I think, 136 sit-ups and a really quick swim time compared to run time. So I ended up only having to award one person of my entire command and it was a she. And that made me really happy, because we kind of, I had very interesting experiences. I had a guy that was a judge, a reservist, walk up and kiss me in the hallway, like just on the mouth. And I'd be like, "What? Wait, what are you doing? No, no." And he's like, "I'm just so happy to see you." I'm like, no, let me introduce you to the double-handed handshake. You know, you don't kiss your commanding officer. He's like, "Oh, okay." I go, "And don't be kissing any of the other women around here." I mean, it was just a really very interesting experience. But it was really one of the things that happened as I was leaving. They presented me with the key of the city, two cities actually. And my wardroom presented me with a sword. And they said when they were presenting it that what this means is we will follow you into battle anywhere. And I honestly have never been so moved by a gift in my entire life. So that was really, really cool. And then my final commanding officer tour was at the Navy Operational Support Center, Phoenix. And I had 1,200 people, 800 Navy and 400 Marines. And we were getting ready, people to go to Afghanistan. or Iraq or wherever they were deploying. And what was interesting about this is that they were deploying as individuals. And so we were taking care of all of the different things from administrative to medical to dental to legal and just the training. What I noticed, though, is that, you know, I would sit with these folks before they would leave, and I would sit with them when they came back. And I was sitting with people that were coming back, and they were coming back not okay. They were struggling to reintegrate back into their marriages and to their civilian jobs. And so I worked with a team. I basically stood in front of, I don't know, I think at that weekend it was like 500 people. And I said, look, we're not doing a very good job taking care of our people. And what I'd like to do is create a program that helps you better take care of your people and your families. I don't know exactly what that needs to look like, but you do. So anybody interested in volunteering to help me, let's build something fabulous. And that was the beginning of what we ultimately created. We created a curriculum. We created facilitators. We found funding. And we created something called the Returning Warrior Weekend Workshop, which invited military and their spouses that had just come back. The first one, we had 120 people. And we helped them understand that what they were experiencing was not unique, because normally people would deploy as a unit and they'd come back as a unit and they'd have that teaming and the spouses would have that teaming. But when you are literally plucked out as an individual and you're gone for a year and then you're dropped back home again, you don't have the persons around you to talk to. So we normalized to some degree their experience. We got them talking. We had small group sessions, including one that was like, why I want to go back. Because spouses were hearing their people come back and say, I have to get back there right away. I want to immediately sign up and go back. And that would be crushing the soul of the person that had been left behind and holding down the fort with the kids and everything else. And they would be like, what is wrong with our marriage and why? I don't understand. But when you put them all together and all of them are raising their hand to want to go back, the spouse and the partner finally realize, oh, this isn't even about me at all. This is something I don't understand. And so we got a chance to explain that. We got a chance to explain what those PTSD symptoms look like. We brought in therapies like EMDR and chaplains and the VA and the VFW and a lot of supporting networks. And anyway, it was a huge success. We actually took metrics before, during, and then at the end and 3 months later of how people did. And 100% recommended that other people go through the program. So we ended up doing it several times for my group. And then I was asked to spread it through the Southwest region, which we did. And then it spread throughout the United States. And I was asked to come back after I retired from the Navy to come back and help the Marine Corps establish it. Anyway, all that to say, Maurice, that it is still in existence today. 17 years later, it's protected funding. And I'm really proud that we've been able to really help a lot of families and a lot of military people. I had, I don't know, 100 people walk up to me at the last one I did with, you know, salty Navy chiefs with tears in their eyes and say, you saved my marriage or you saved my life. And so it was the most intrinsically rewarding thing I think I could have ever done. And I'm really grateful for the opportunity to have done that.
Wow, that's a wonderful legacy you've left, because I've heard of it as well. I had no idea you spearheaded that. Wow, that's great.
It took a team. I don't want anybody to ever think it was me alone, because we had a group of great volunteers. But what's fascinating is we researched. Our initial idea was, let's find the program that already exists and let's just, you know, do it again here. Well, guess what? There just wasn't any program. Every program we looked into across the world was for people who had gone as a unit and come back as a unit. There was, because it was very unique and new to deploy individuals. So we had to work in a different way and do different kinds of approaches.
True. And you also helped your husband, because your husband had early onset Alzheimer's. And you discovered something that has been helpful for him in his recovery.
Yeah, I did. And I'll tell you, I'm very empathetic to anybody who's a care provider. It's not an easy job. And it was pretty devastating several years ago when my husband was diagnosed with early Alzheimer's. Here is this Navy captain. He did 30 years in the Navy, super sharp, beloved. And tech savvy, right? All of a sudden he can't figure out how to use the remote control and can't remember conversations we've had, and that things went downhill pretty quickly. And of course you go to Banner Alzheimer's and they say, well, this is where he is today. Let's see how he is in a year. And there's really nothing you can do. But you know, we'll see you in a year. And I was just like, wait, no, there has to be something. So initially I did a lot of research, and the thing that kept coming up as perhaps what could be most effective were stem cells. Well, of course you can't get that in the United States. So we went out of country 4 different times and got IV stem cells for both him and for me. I actually suffer from 3 different autoimmune disorders. And so I was hoping that I would be helped as well. We didn't really actually, they didn't really help us. Not really any noticeable difference whatsoever. Then we tried hyperbaric chamber, which actually I think made things a little bit worse. And we were doing that 3 times a week for a month. And then we tried ozone, blood spinning therapy. We tried a lot of different things. We revamped the diet. We followed the Dr. Bredesen protocol, which I highly recommend if anybody is out there with any kind of neurological decline. It's really important to look into Dr. Bredesen. He's probably the only person that's actually having success reversing Alzheimer's entirely. And so his protocol is fantastic. And we've been doing that for at least 1.5 years. We did daily strength training. We did a sleep protocol. When you and Dr. talk about cleaning up a diet, that was just, we have this saying where it's, you know, if it tastes good, spit it out. It's not really true, but I mean, we really cut out everything, sugar, white flour, alcohol, Diet Coke, you know, anything that's not extra virgin olive oil or coconut oil, you name it, you know, we've really cleaned it all up. So anyway, but nothing was really happening. And we're at a point where my husband was really just a shell of his former self. And what I mean by that is, one, he was sleeping all day. So he would take 3.5 hour naps daily, and he would then fall asleep at 7 o'clock at night. And he was just disengaged from conversation. It was just too challenging for him. If he did, he would engage. He would be like 3 conversations behind. He would ask the same questions over and over. You get used to that. Although it's hard. It's always hard. You know, 7 times in 3 minutes, it's the 7th time he asks you, it's really hard to act like it's the first time you've heard that question and be patient about it. But yeah, the thing that really broke my heart was that he was no longer even making attempts to be funny, which is a huge part of his personality. And so that was when I feel like I really lost him. And somebody knew that we had gone out of country for the IV stem cells. And they said, hey, you need to try this product that we're using. It helps to elevate GHKCU, this copper peptide I had never heard of. There are books written about copper peptide. This is a very well-studied peptide. And one of the things this copper peptide does is it elevates and activates your own stem cells. So I didn't know that when you're 30, half of your stem cells were dormant. And when you're 60, almost all of them are dormant. But that what that GHK can do is it can wake them up and put them to work for you. So we started the patches, and right away, the very first day, he didn't nap. The whole week he didn't nap. He didn't fall asleep at 7 p.m. And it was sort of like a dam broke, and he had 2 years worth of conversation that he was all trying to get out in a week. I was just like, who are you? Oh my gosh. He was so chatty. He was so conversational. He was with it. His responses were appropriate, and he replied quickly, and he wasn't asking me the same question over and over again. But what was even better is that he was funny again. He was flirty again. He was back to his original personality again. And that has been sustained now 9 months. And each month we would see something new, some big neuro thing. Well, second week we got the best recorded sleep we'd ever had. We had been working on that really hard, and I think we'd gotten him to 15 minutes of deep sleep. And now he was at 1 hour and 25 minutes of deep sleep. That's a huge improvement. And the 2.5 month mark, he regained the ability to whistle. And that was amazing because he's an amazing whistler. Like, you know, the kind of person that can whistle any tune and make it sound like a musical instrument. And he had lost that. He was unable to whistle when he was trying. It was like he had never whistled in his life before. And it was sort of sad to watch. But all of a sudden, he just was able to whistle again. And he was able to drum to the beat. His blood pressure dropped 37 points from, I think it was like 172 over 94 to like 135 over 87. And he regained at the 5 month mark, he regained his sense of smell, which he lost 15 years ago. And I didn't know that losing your sense of smell is a pre-indicator for Alzheimer's if it's not associated with like COVID or some virus or something. So I didn't know that. And I wish I would have, because I would have, maybe we could have done something a lot earlier. But that was really cool. Getting his sense of smell back has sort of been a huge gain, and obviously a big neuro gain. And then, of course, from a vanity perspective, it's been fun. He's had a bald spot that was just really big, and it's just kind of closed in and gotten smaller and smaller. And what's been funny is that he's had really gray, silver hair or some blonde hair since I've known him. And he's got this chestnut brown hair growing. I'm like, what? When did you ever have chestnut brown hair? And he said, I mean, I haven't even seen a picture of him as an adult with chestnut brown hair. And so he's like, well, I think as a kid I had brown hair. So that's been really, really fun. And that's, you know, I don't want anybody to think that this has cured him, because that's not the case. And the LifeWay products are, we have to say, they're not intended to cure, treat, diagnose, or prevent disease. Because what they do is they help facilitate your body in doing those things. And that GHKCU helps do that. But there are people who have had Alzheimer's, and in time, those symptoms completely go away. So I'm hopeful, for the first time in a long time, you know, you never know. I mean, what can't stem cells do? If people don't know about stem cells, they can become anything in your body, from brain to heart to lung to liver to kidney. They are what made you when you were born. That they have this amazing ability. And you know, copper peptide, if you Google copper peptide in PubMed, and it's interesting, you can actually get copper peptide in a variety of ways. You can get it in injections. There was a doctor who was doing 4 injections a day and saying that she did not get the same elevation of copper peptide that she got from our patch, but you can. And you can also get it in a lot of facial creams, because there's such a huge improvement on people's collagen and reducing fine lines. But if you Google GHK, you'll see Dr. Lauren Picard, and you'll see that there are amazing anti-cancer benefits. In fact, it resets programmed cell death of cancer cells, human cancer cells, including neuroblastoma, leukemia, breast cancer. It doesn't affect healthy cells. It inhibits NFKB P65, which is believed to promote cancer and repair damaged DNA. It resets genes to a growth or cancer inhibition. In fact, it reset 84 genes to growth or cancer inhibition. It has all these amazing effects on lungs and anti-inflammatory and antioxidant and brain and nerves and heart. Oh, I love the heart effect. So GHKCU is known to reduce fibrinogen synthesis, which is a top predictor of cardiovascular heart disease, and increase myostatin, which inhibits heart failure. And so there was actually a study done on our X39 patch, which is the one that elevates the GHKCU. And what they found is in 6 weeks, participants saw amazing improvements in their vascular system. They got, in 6 weeks, their cardiovascular system started functioning as if it were 8 weeks younger. And this doctor, John Harmon, who's the author of a book I have, How to Reverse Aging, A Comprehensive Guide to Copper Peptides, he had a right branch bundle blockage that's not treatable. There's no medicine, there's no surgery, there's nothing that can help with that. But 14 months later, his right branch bundle blockage was just gone, completely gone. And I'll speak to one other study on the brain, because I actually had the benefit of experiencing, not obviously I got to watch this with my husband, but I'll tell you my experience as well. But in this double-blind placebo-controlled 2019 study, they did 3 EEG tests, and the first EEG is done before you start taking the X39. And there are people that have their brains are completely in the EEG red, like a circle filled with red. And the 3-week mark, they come back, they do another EEG, and all of a sudden you see the changes in colors. There's yellows and greens and blues, and this is a sign of improvement. The red stood for hypercoherence, which is a non-communicating brain from left to right hemispheres, and it's anxiety and it's PTSD and it's ADHD and it's anger, and it's non-good, it's just not a good functioning brain. So at the 3-week mark, you're already seeing new color schemes and their improvement, and people are reporting improvement. And then at the 6-week time, you're seeing a whole new color map. And the study actually had findings that said, yes, this increased GHKCU, which is critical, but it also supported cell and nerve regeneration. So you can imagine why that's such a big deal to me for my husband. It balanced the brain, it improved coherence, it improved the nervous system, it lowered anxiety, It decreased brain inflammation, improved memory, improved focus, improved cognitive brain function, and improved task processing. And I got to see that. I just got to see that in my husband right away. He just lit up. But I also got to experience it myself because, you know, I was in a bit of a hurt locker. I was depressed. I wanted to cry every single day. I was very, very sad that my husband had Alzheimer's. I also was broken. I had broken my foot. I had sprained my ankle. I had a torn ligament, and I wasn't able to do the things that normally help me manage stress, like exercise and get out in the sun and just play. And so I was in a chair, and I was 5 months in this chair, and I was just sad. And I have several autoimmune disorders. I have been diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, and even POTS, postural orthostatic tachycardia, which is something that keeps you, you get dizzy and pass out. You just black out. And it's very problematic. It's anytime you get warm or if I do squats or something of that nature, I would just like, whoa, and lose it. And once it starts, it's really hard to stop. So they wanted me to be taking a medicine called fludrocortisol to actually increase my blood pressure. And I was like, really, this is the only option. So I started the patches, and immediately I noticed more energy. I was in the kitchen cooking and thinking, I don't really know why I hated cooking all my life. Like, I've hated cooking, and all of a sudden I'm in there cooking up a storm, and I'm thinking, well, why is this so bad? But I think it was really that I just had the energy. Normally end of day, I just didn't have the energy, and I did all of a sudden. But I also was using these patches for pain. I've never experienced anything like these patches for pain. And I'm the person that pain medicines don't work on. Vicodin, Percocet, morphine. I've had an anesthesiologist say to me, I've given you enough to put down a small elephant. And I'm like, that is rude, not nice. And secondly, but it's not working. So I think I hypermetabolize drugs, so they don't really work for me. But I will tell you, this ice wave worked so well that I couldn't believe it. I thought, you know, this must be that this was the day that I would be out of pain. But you wear the patches 12 hours on and then 12 hours off. And then when you take them off, 15 minutes later, my pain came back and it would start throbbing. And I'd think, oh, there it was. So, but what also happened, and probably the bigger, better news story, is that my depression lifted. I was able to live in a place of gratitude again. I was able to be joyful and just appreciate the time I do have and the love that I do have with this amazing man. And to just admire the grace that he's going through this in a way that I hadn't been able to before. I think I had just kind of fallen into a little round of self-pity and sadness. And so I was able to pull out of that. And then I had other things happen, my headaches that were regular. I've had migraines since 1987, I think. I remember having medicine back that far. I'm not having any headaches. I didn't used to ever go anywhere without my migraine medicine ever. I mean, nowhere. And now I had somebody over who had a really bad headache, and I was like, well, they're like, do you have anything? And I'm like, well, I have Ice Wave, and I don't even know where my medicine is because that's how long it's been. So I'm not having the headaches. I actually found my rosacea cleared up. I had a very severe case of rosacea that I'd had been seeing dermatologists with for years, and they hadn't been able to clear it up. That cleared, and my dry skin that I've been using tubs of Cetaphil on, that went away. I wasn't able to lose weight. I'm 58 and I had the postmenopausal, I don't know what, that wouldn't let me lose weight. And that just sort of started to drop off, and I stopped stress eating and emotionally eating. And I think that's just a part of the calmness. And there's actually a patch that helps with hunger and sugar cravings. And I know that that really helped me a lot. So really an amazing story for me. And then, you know, obviously we're immediately like, my sister, you need to do this. And she had chronic microscopic colitis, that 6 years of it that cleared up in 3 weeks. And my parents are now sturdier and stronger. My cousins, my relatives, all of us. And I will tell you, I was really this person. I posted twice. Like, I remember literally thinking, okay, I need to post on Facebook because my daughter just graduated from the Naval Academy. Okay, I'll post on Facebook. So I did. And then my other daughter graduated from the Air Force Academy. I'm like, okay, this is noteworthy. But literally, this was my social media footprint. I was just not out there. And I was very, I'm very private. So talking about this is not an easy thing for me. I can't even believe I'm doing it, except I'm a little mad that I didn't know about this 2 years ago when I did all of the research I did. It's not easy to find things that help all things and can really make a difference. And, you know, we know light therapy has been around 5,000 years, but not necessarily in this fashion. Although these patches, this company's 20 years old. And in the 2008 Olympics, there were over 300 Olympic athletes wearing these patches. So why didn't I know about them? You know, I recently heard Ivory Sully talk about the fact that Tom Brady's wearing these patches. And I've seen pictures with Michael Phelps and Serena Williams. But I only see it now. It's kind of like that, remember that game you used to play where, you know, no one ever sees a yellow VW bug and all of a sudden you say it and you see them everywhere. That's kind of what it's like for me now. But I just, I'm there is hope for people that I didn't have. And you know, the Western medicine world wasn't providing. In fact, the most recent medicine for Alzheimer's that just came out causes a brain bleed in 50% of people that have my husband's APOE4/4 type. So not an option. So it's just, there are so many amazing things that can be done out in the world if people look to alternatives and keep searching and have hope. And I think that's really my message, that I hope that people don't give up and that they recognize that, you know, we have this innate ability to heal inside of us. Sometimes it just needs a little bit of help. And there's not any medicine in these patches. It's a non-transdermal patch, and it works by, you know how when you go out in the sun, Maurice, you get in the sun and your body makes vitamin D from the light.
Yes.
and or melanin, and you get a suntan or a sunburn, right? That is the light creating a chemical response in your body. That's photobiomodulation. So if I looked at you with night vision goggles on, you have light inside of you. And if I then did a little mirror effect, only used nanocrystals that are hermetically sealed into this patch, and then I reflected that light back on you at a very specific wavelength, that's how this technology is working. And so then it makes a little bit more sense. You don't have to be on the sun. You have the light in you. You don't even actually have to have the patch on your skin. We have a lot of autistic kids that are having a huge improvement, and they don't like it touching them. So it's on the outside of their clothing or, you know, on a hat or something. So it can go right through that kind of thing. And that's been a wonderful, wonderful to watch those kids and those parents who haven't had any hope, or to watch people never have to go and take their ADHD medicines again, or to watch them come off their thyroid medicine, or to watch them no longer need blood pressure medicine or cholesterol medicine, because all of a sudden they're healing, their body is healing itself from the inside out.
Wow, that is tremendous. And I'm so happy that you're able to share this with people. How can people get in contact with you the best way?
Yeah, so I think the best place is my website, which is I Am Reverse Aging. That's IAMREVERSEAGING, IAMReverseAging.com. And you can dive into the studies and the science and see how it works. And you can see testimonials from doctors or people that have been using the product. And you can also, you can purchase the product there. You can reach out to me on an email there. I would love to help anybody and anybody that wants to even have a consultation with a doctor. Dr. Southwick is willing to get on a call with anybody that I invite and walk through, you know, their questions along with me and help anybody through that. So it's not expensive. The 1 month supply of patches is $99. And you compare that to the $10,000 I spent on the IV out in, you know, out of country, and that didn't, yeah, that didn't do anything. And this has just changed our lives for $99 a month. So that's amazing. And there's a money back guarantee too. So it's sort of like, you know, most people experience results within 3 to 6 weeks, so they can tell. There are a few, like 15 to 20% who take a little bit longer. They say wear the patches a month for every decade you are old, so that you're activating all the GHK and it's needed to activate all of those stem cells. And then people just keep finding things falling off their list of problems that they've had, whether that's, you know, knee pain or back pain or whatever kinds of things, because it's actually just going into the inside of the body and working its way. Those stem cells go wherever they're needed. They're smarter than we are. So they know. I'd love to say to them, you need to go take care of my husband's brain. But they may say, Darlene, your husband was a Navy captain, aviator, and we need to start with his liver. So I don't know what they're doing in there. I just know they're helping some things out.
Could you repeat that again? You said beginning you wear the patches for as many months you are old?
Oh, yeah, 1 month for every decade you are old. So, you know, I'm 58. So six months of wear for me would be at least wear it 6 months. Most people, once they are doing that, they feel so much better that they don't come off of them. But you know, what we say is patch till you get your miracle, because it will happen. You just may not be feeling all the goodness that it's doing initially as it's elevating that GHK. A lot of people will see it in blood work, though. You can see the blood pressure dropping like my husband's did, or cholesterol numbers changing, or inflammation markers changing. So we encourage people to get a baseline of blood work ahead of time. I had a girlfriend, the one who introduced me to these patches, who had a live blood cell study done, and she had spike proteins. And everybody who has had COVID or the vaccination, or even been around people that are vaccinated and have shedding, has the spike protein. And this is really, really problematic. Spike proteins affect your inflammation in your heart and your lungs, and they complicate your ability to function properly. So what you can do, there are three patches together, the X39, the Eon, and the glutathione patch that we have. And those three combined, worn for 2 months, will knock out those spike proteins. And she actually went back and tested after 6 weeks and found that they were all gone except one.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah. Glutathione is amazing. If you're not familiar with glutathione, I recommend your audience look into glutathione. It is, I was actually getting IVs with glutathione and taking glutathione orally, because it's the body's master antioxidant and immune booster. And so all through the pandemic, you know, I'm fortunate to say that I did not ever get COVID, and neither did my husband. But we were doing a lot of things to make sure, you know, a lot of natural effects to work on our immune system. But glutathione, as the body's master antioxidant and immune booster, is a huge one of them. And what I found was that I later discovered that the IV that was very expensive that I was getting with glutathione in it was raising my glutathione levels by 27% for 7 minutes. that was the life of that. But when I wear the glutathione patch, I raise my glutathione levels 300%, and it stays up there for 24 hours. So I love that, because the people that live the longest in the world have the highest levels of glutathione. I mean, it's amazing if you Google all the things it does, from protecting DNA from damage to initiating repair of damaged cells, even improving cartilage. There was a study done of people that needed knee surgery, and they put an Eon patch on one part of the knee and a glutathione patch on the other part of the knee, and they ended up being able to avoid knee surgery because it regrew cartilage in there.
Wow, now that's amazing. Wow. So these patches, they help the body do the work.
Yes. We have such innate wisdom in our bodies. I mean, it knows what to do. But what I learned is that glutathione stopped getting made at age 30, like a lot of our important immune system things, because apparently when we were first, you know, becoming, our lifespan was around 30. So it just sort of stopped producing. But we can kick that into gear. We can make that glutathione and improve the numbers. And again, there's a study, a double-blind placebo-controlled study, that shows that glutathione levels. And there are, I mean, 300% was the average, Maurice. There were people that had 500% improvement in glutathione. But what I love about these patches is it doesn't overdo anything or underdo. So if you have high blood pressure, it's going to help you optimize and get to a place of homeostasis. And if you've got low blood pressure like I do, it helps increase it. So I'm not having to take that medicine to keep from passing out anymore. And I love that, because who wants to do that? That's a bad idea, I think. That's just a disaster waiting to happen. Who knows what the side effects are of any pharmaceutical? And I think that most people have become reliant on just listening to what their doctors say. And unfortunately, and I'm not knocking doctors, please, I love doctors, and I think there's a time and place for all of them. But I think that's like when you break your arm. When you are trying to stay healthy and need to understand about nutrition and wellness and prevention, I don't think that's the best place to go. They don't take any classes on nutrition. their entire curriculum is based on pharmaceuticals and learning how to do drugs and surgeries. And that's really what they know. So there are some forward thinking, more, holistic and natural doctors, integrative medicine doctors that I think are doing a really great job of learning how to incorporate all of these other modalities. And I love that the patches can be used with other modalities, including chemotherapy. Maurice, there was a woman who was given 4 to 6 months to live. You can actually see a picture of her on my website. You can see her PET scan. And in one side of the PET scan, there are circles, and her body is filled with cancer, lung cancer that is so severe. You can see it around her throat. She couldn't even swallow. And they told her she had 4 to 6 months to live. And there was no surgery and no medicine and no therapy. There was nothing that could be done for her. And 5 months later on the patches, you see the picture of the scan on the left, and that PET scan is clear. I think that people get these diagnoses, and unfortunately they're Western medicine doctors. They only know the drug, but there are alternative approaches I can't say the patches are what healed her, even if it did, because we're in the wellness, general wellness product, like a Band-Aid. We're FDA compliant, and we are in over 70 countries. So imagine, the fun thing about this is that this can go to people anywhere in the world in those 70 countries, no prescription required. You can take charge of your own health and help your body optimize and come to that place of homeostasis without concern about any contraindications to drugs, without concern for ever. It's sort of like, would you have anybody ever say, don't go eat a salad, you know, don't go stand in the sun for 5 minutes and get your vitamin D? I mean, it's the healthiest thing you could possibly do.
Yeah. And you said the patches, they help with reflecting the light that's already within your body. So mm-hmm. It's not like you need to be in the sunlight right. For X amount of time.
That's right.
Fascinating to me.
Yeah, it is. It is fascinating. And I think that the one that is, I think, the most magical, and perhaps, I talked about the intrinsic reward of that Returning Where We Can workshop that I created. The only thing that's ever come close to that is ice wave patching people. When I patch them with this pain relief patch, you know, I had a phlebotomist who was taking my blood one day, and she was wincing. And I said, are you in pain? And she said, I am. And I said, what's going on? And she said, my knee hurts so bad, I can barely stand up. And I'm at the end of my shift, and I literally am just dying. And I said, do you want me to help you with that? And she said, sure, if there's anything you can do. And I said, well, what's your pain number on a scale of 1 to 10? And she said, it's a 12. Mm. And I said, okay, so you take this, you take two patches for ice wave. And I literally put the tan one on the spot of pain that hurt the worst, and the white one 3 fingers away. And I asked her, okay, how does it feel now? And in 15 seconds, she just looked at me, and she had tears in her eyes. And she said, oh my God, it's gone. How is that possible? And she danced around the lab and she thanked me profusely. I sent her home with a couple for her husband as well, because he's in a lot of pain. But that kind of joy and that ability to patch someone and get them out of pain is just, it is so lovely. So, you know, this is not my day job. Like, I'm a director of client services right now for a network and technology company. But I am very passionate about helping people with their health, because this is around. And there's a friend of mine who had her son. She lost her son. He was an addict, and he got clean. He went through the work, he got clean. And then he was in this terrible automobile accident. And after the surgeries, he was trying to figure out how to go through recovery without pain meds. And so he was doing one pain med during the day and one sleeping med at night. But I guess one day he took them too close together, because he didn't have an overdose in his system, but they were too close together, and he died in his sleep and he didn't wake up. And the mom, who's devastated, is on a mission to share these patches and this ice wave, particularly because if he would have had the option of using ice wave instead of drugs, then he would still be with us today.
Wow, what a story. And you said ice wave, and what is ice wave? Is that something different?
So there are different patches. There's a whole line of patches. The X39 patch is the one that elevates the copper peptide. But IceWave is a two patch system that is moving energy in your body and reducing inflammation. And actually it drops the temperature a degree in your body. You can actually see in the study that was done for this one, they've got pictures of a horse and they've got pictures of humans. And then in the infrared thermal imaging, you'll see redness all over for the inflammation and pain. And then within 10 minutes on the horses, you'll see it's all green and it's cooler. And on the back of somebody, you see redness. And then 5 minutes later on the human, you see greens and yellows. So it has a cooling effect, almost like an ice pack, but it's working with energy. Pain is apparently, I didn't know this, but I guess pain is stuck energy. And so if we can get the energy flowing, we can reduce the pain. And I'll tell you, I know there are a lot of skeptics. And one of the things I love about IceWave is people will think with this X39, how is that even possible? I'm not sure I believe that. But when you patch them with IceWave and their pain goes away, then they say, okay, there is something to this. I believe you. I had a nurse friend of mine who was just in excruciating pain, had all sorts of issues, gut brain issues, leaky gut issues, and bowled over and could hardly eat anything, migraines, all sorts of issues. And she had knee pain. And so I patched her knee and it went away right away. And she said, okay, I am a huge skeptic. I do not understand this, how it works, but I'm willing to try it. And within 2 weeks of her, her gut issues were improved. She had been working on this for years. So that was really, really fun. And that's what I love about IceWave. It's the only patch like that that's that demonstrative, that is immediate like that. Most of them, there are different patches. There's an anti-inflammation patch. There's a patch that actually elevates carnosine. There is a variety of patches, but everybody always needs to start with X39. My recommendation, if you ask me, my recommendation for everyone needs the anti-inflammation patch because inflammation eats up stem cells. So there's times when I wonder if maybe the stem cells that we got in Mexico would have worked better if I would have even known about the EON patch and reduced my inflammation, because if the inflammation in my body was eating up all the stem cells, then it doesn't really do me any good. So by reducing our inflammation while we elevate our copper peptide, which elevates those stem cells, now you can have those stem cells really go to work for you. So those two patches are where I would start everyone. And eventually, I think everyone needs glutathione at least for a little bit, because we need to get rid of those spike proteins and detox our bodies from all of the toxins that we breathe and we eat and we bathe in. And, you know, they're all around us that we can't avoid, even just our own stress and toxins that we create.
Wow. So I will definitely have your information in the description of the video, so of the podcast, so people will be able to, you know, contact you and get more information and even ask more questions concerning the patches.
Thank you. Thank you. I would be delighted to help anybody. And I just want everyone to have hope. I mean, for $99, you can change your life. For $99 a month, it's just the craziest price. I can't believe it can be that inexpensive. And I'm so grateful that it is.
Yes, that's a great thing, because like you said, you were searching for things and going all over the place and spending thousands of dollars and come up empty, and then finding something that helps facilitate the body's ability to repair itself.
Price. It was really a prayer come true. There was a point in time when I was looking at, you know, okay, we've spent $100,000 on the stem cells this year, and prayed and said, you know, this will break the bank for me. I don't know how I can afford to help my husband, you know, and prayed like, you know, show me a way, like, tell me what I need to do. Help me with this, because this isn't working. I can't sustain this kind of, I mean, I'd be mortgaging the house. I already sold the car. You know, I did all the things, you know, what wouldn't you do to try to save your husband from the you know, Alzheimer's isn't just losing your memory. It's a fatal diagnosis. And they basically can often tell you with early Alzheimer's, it's more aggressive. And they'll say you've got 5 to 10 years for his life potentially. So, you know, that is, that is a death sentence. And so what wouldn't you do to try to reverse that or even just slow the progression of that? So yeah, this was a dream and a prayer answered. And I'm still a little salty that I didn't know about it earlier. And it was out there. I mean, the X39 has been around 4 years. So, you know, where were all the people that need to be talking about this? And it's been enough for me to say, okay, I'm willing to go and be public with all of my private world and share the story, just in case somebody listening can be helped with that. And I hope that it does help, because almost everybody knows somebody that needs help with their health. It's all, yes, I can do. I'm walking, driving down the street, and I see somebody with a walker or a wheelchair. It's all I can do to not pull over and put ice wave patches on them. You know, I'm in a store and I see someone on crutches, and I'm just like, oh, I could help with that. I could help with their pain. And I have to create my boundaries, because I could literally be doing that all day long. I really could. And people probably think I'm a little bit nuts for it, but.
Yes, the passion that you have for it, because it's been helpful in your life and your husband's life. So I definitely get the passion that you have.
Yeah.
What is your one to grow on? What valuable piece of information would you like to leave our audience with?
So I think, there was always this saying that we can't control what happens in our life, but we can control our response to it. And what I would do is just to up that just a little bit and say, you know, not only can you control the response to it, but you can make something good of even the worst and most awful things. And the Returning Warrior Weekend grew out of my own PTSD and trauma and very hard times that I'd endured and experienced, because I was able to see pain in others in a way that I don't think I really was able to see before. So that the traumas and the pains and the things that we go through that are challenging and hard, those are the only things that can cause the transformational growth that we need to be able to do great new things in the world. The issue with my husband's Alzheimer's, I would never have known about these patches, or certainly have discovered them in the way that I had, or seen the difference that they can make without that. So finding that silver lining and then popping it to be something of value in the world, to do greatness in the world, I think is my one to grow on.
Thank you for listening to The New Mind Creator Podcast with your host, Maurice, The New Mind Creator. This podcast has been sponsored by Abundant Sports and True Serum. Head over to www.mauriceflournoy.com to receive more motivation and insight to help create your new mind.